I was always taught by our elders to stand before the people and speak in a humble way. So my relatives, Utakuyapi, my traditional language means my relative. And in this specific panel, I just kind of stumbled in here as interest because my history with the Palestinian resistance goes back about a dozen years in solidarity. I've been to the Middle East. I lived with Palestinian people. And as an American Indian Movement activist, I had the good fortune to travel widely throughout our lands, our territories, and pray and visit with our relatives. Most specifically, the traditional Navajo people of Big Mountain and the Hopi people of Big Mountain. So the issue of relocation and starving people out, you know, we've witnessed it and experienced it firsthand. And military aggression, Uncle Wolverine understands what that is firsthand. The people of Gunasadage understand what military occupation is in this time. I don't know how many people in this room remember or forget these things. We never forget these things. You can talk about police brutality and inequality and racism all we want, but we always have to remember the history of this land. And it was said that there's a new Indian now. And you guys are it. They're almost finished with us, or at least that's their hope, that's their plan. But our population growth, our birth rate has increased, and that wasn't part of their plan. Part of their plan was genocide. And that's what Israel is guilty of. Ariel Sharon is a war criminal. He's committed crimes against humanity. And maybe it's because of their religious doctrines that say that non-Jewish people are goyims, less than human, that those rules don't apply to the rest of the world. Well, they do. And somewhere along the line, there has to be accountability for those crimes. They have to be brought to trial somehow, some way. And maybe the only way that that's going to happen, maybe the only way this occupation is going to end, is if the power structure of the United States falls. Because that is the foundation of all the torment and the torture of natural peoples and the natural world throughout this Mother Earth. And if you can accuse me of hate mongering, you can accuse me of hate speech, and you're right, because I hate this occupation, I hate this oppression, I hate this colonial indenture servitude in which we've all been placed. I hold it with a disdain, a repulsion, because hate is really too strong of a word. Because I am a person who's filled with love for humanity and all living things. That's what we're taught. And we're always tested, always challenged, every single step of the way. Within ourselves, within our lives, within our families, and upon this land in which we walk. What's taking place today with our relatives in the Middle East, you've seen so many times before on this land. A history of 500 years of massacres, of displacement, of forced relocations, of germ warfare, of chemical warfare. And I keep thinking of people like Sitting Bull, Tatanka Yatanka, who's a ghost dance leader, a medicine man, a sun dancer, a teacher, a grandfather, who is targeted along with so many other ghost dance leaders, that form of worship was targeted by the United States government for elimination, which led to the massacre of Wounded Knee. Men, women, children, old people, cut down, murdered. Not unlike Janine. So history keeps repeating itself. when people are faced with oppression and starvation and pushed into a corner, there's going to be resistance. Even the smallest living thing will resist if it's faced with that last decision to make in its life. And that's to resist. Even a mouse will fight a hawk in its last desperate effort. Because that's what life is. And all anybody really wants is a life with dignity. And we struggle. That's why it's called a struggle. We struggle within ourselves in this debate over what to do next. What's the humane thing to do? What's the right thing to do? We're always left standing there wondering what to do. You know, we watched our grandmothers down in Big Mountain as they were pushing over the Peabody Coal Company and the BIA and the Bureau of Land Management, and everybody comes in with their bulldozers and their chains, and they start uprooting trees, and they start herding livestock away. They start tearing down houses. And sometimes you don't have to leave your own land to understand what's going on out there in the world, but when you hear the same story in relationship to a relative in another part of this world, that the same thing is going on, then the oppressor must be the same. And in fact, that's true. They all come from Europe. It's nothing against Europeans, but that just seems to be the nature of the beast. You know, it wasn't us that went over to somebody else's land and claimed it for ourselves. But yet we always greeted people here with an extended hand, saying, we'll feed you, we'll give you medicine, we'll give you shelter, we'll give you land to share, because we're all the same. Some people figure they're better than others, and that we're not the same. I wondered about this anti-war conference. We're supposed to come up with solutions, and what is the solution? Are we supposed to be continually being seduced by the illusion at every turn? Right from the institutions of education. They teach you how to make a living, not teach you how to live. And then you get into indentured servitude when you leave that school, this place here, Concordia, whatever. You have to pay to be born and you have to pay to die. It's a system of slavery. And we have to find a way to get rid of these slave makers and these slave traders so that we can live as human beings with a form of dignity and respect for one another and reverence for this earth. Because this really is what the struggle is now all about. You can call it a struggle between good and evil, and if that's what it is, that's what it is. Because sometimes there is no other definition for those polarities between negative and positive. And as George Bush said, you're either with us or against us. Oh, baby, I'm against you because I don't believe in what it is that you're selling. I think, with respect to all people of the earth, we stand for life. Because out of that land comes the generations. Whether if it's sheep, whether if it's olive trees, children. And now these generations are being challenged before they're even born. And that's part of the struggle too. It's also part of our prophecies. But the cleansing time is here. We're not all going to make it through. But the ones that do, we pray and we work hard that they will carry those seeds of compassion and humanity. You know, all four colors. Because it's not just about black, it's not just about red, it's not just accusing white people for being... It's all of us. The future's in the mix. So if it's one thing that Palestinian people taught me, and it's something that resonated deep within the fabric of our own culture, is their sense of humor, that they never forgot to laugh. And I'm sure that when Colin Powell came over there, they pronounced P's as B's, because there is no letter P in their alphabet. You could hear the jokes. And when Bush comes to shove, but we can't forget who we are as human beings. And sometimes it's hard to accept a hand of solidarity when you struggle and you think you've been struggling alone. And our people have been through it all. And nobody's Holocaust is greater than anybody else's. I understand that there's a sect of Hasidic Jews who really believe in the dismantling of Israel. I mean, this is unheard of, for me anyway. But then again, I look at our own people, and there's native people who believe in corporate capitalism as the only salvation to the end of their troubles. So it takes a little bit of everything to make a world. But I think we're at a time where we have to decide and really act in a sincere way of what kind of world we want to live in for our children and for 7 generations hence. That's all I can say about Native people in solidarity with Palestine. It's history. And that history is not hard to find. You just have to open a book or to say hello to somebody, or Hambella, whatever the case may be. So at a cleansing time, and with the ghost dance, you know, they said this world is going to roll up like a carpet, and it'll be fresh and green again. And whatever the poison was, and whatever the sickness was, is going to be gone. It's going to be cured. And maybe that's a solution for us to enter into the next world, whatever that is, because I don't think it's this one. And I think we're all going to cross that threshold together, because that's reality. So we buried one of our grandmothers a couple of weeks ago. She taught us a lot about the earth and about struggle. She was from Big Mountain. And she promised one day that, you know, if that day happened, she didn't want to be buried on her land, because she didn't want Peabody Coal digging up her body in a couple of years and throwing it away. So this is what we have to look forward to. We go to a town and they ask us if we want to go to the museum. It's, you know, relax, we'll get there eventually. But in all of this struggle, in all of these hardships, we can never forget our humanity and our relationship with the natural world, our relationship to each other as human beings. Because no matter what part of the world I've ever been on, whose ever land it was, whether if it was Palestine or Libya or Italy or even Germany, there's still sacred sites on that land. We still say, you know, you're so far from home. Well, I never really left home, no matter where I was on this earth, because this earth is our home. That doesn't mean that wherever you end up is yours. It's somebody else's and you're just visiting. Just like here and now in our lifetime, this is somebody else's space here that we're borrowing from future generations. We We have to take care of it, and that's what it comes down to. This isn't a war on terrorism. It's a war on people. It's a war on humanity. So with that, you know, you're all in my prayers, because when I pray, it's for everyone. It's for everything. It's for all the struggles. I see the Innu people and Wolverine up there. It feels good to see our elders here. Maybe you should shake their hand on your way out, because just with that exchange, it can teach you something. It can teach you something about solidarity and humanity. You never know, they might be Palestinian. Thank you.